This is the Curious Human Podcast, and I'm so happy you found your way here. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and my intention with this space and each episode is to weave together impactful insight, storytelling, and in-depth conversations that provide you with the tools to support your evolution, to understand your nature and the nature of others, and connect with other open-hearted and curious humans navigating their humanness in different ways. Here you'll hear from me, a Type 7 8-wing, alongside other types, thought leaders, and impactful voices, and we'll talk about all the things that inspire you to step into an aligned and expansive expression of your life. Things like the Enneagram, embodiment, health, spirituality, psychology, wellness, and creativity. I believe you were put on this earth just as you are, with your own unique nature, story, lessons, and infinitely curious spirit by design. So together, let's nurture our curiosity, unearth our potential for evolution and growth, and support each other as we try our best to navigate this wild ride called life. Hello, hello, curious human. How are you? I can't tell you how excited I am to be recording this episode. And you might be thinking, okay, really? But actually, I have been trying to record this episode for 3 days now, and a sick kid at home, and my desire to have clean audio has made it so, even though I've had this feeling and want to share this with you in my heart, I haven't been able to, and even now I can hear footsteps above me as I have let go of the need for it to be perfect and simply to allow myself, I have this space to express with you what's here in my heart, and I'm going to share it with you. And if you hear, you know, my kid upstairs, so be it. I have accepted that I am imperfect, and so will be this episode. So be it. Ha. So, what I want to share with you, really, I started to feel this past full moon weekend that was right before the solstice, and this duality of nature and the sun cycle in its valley, you know, asking us to come inward and rest and nurture ourselves, combined with this big full moon energy illuminating the darkest time of the year, and also, you know, the darkest things within ourselves that we've experienced this year, because, you know, as we, that sun cycle, as it ends and begins again, we call it the new year. It is this time of reflection, right, into the year before, the year prior, and then the year ahead. And so that full moon brought up so much energy and activity, but, you know, and also feeling like this deep desire to just hole up in my cocoon and hibernate with my kin. And really, when I started to do my own reflection of this past year, I realized that a lot that is true for my year as well, that 2021 for me was the lowest lows and the biggest depths, and also the highest highs and most expansive ways of being, right? So both of those are true for 2021 for me. It was a really shitty and hard and challenging year, and it was a really amazing, successful, abundant, great year also. In all the ways. So, and holding both those truths to be true, which, you know, really is at the core of Enneagram work, is holding that, you know, what is great about our type can be true, and what is not so great about our type is true, and they can both be true. You know, we can be all of those things. So if you find yourself even just in the season of, you know, the holidays and having these expectations again and being out of practice for all the social demands, and then being met with, again, potential disappointment, and shifting and again, surrendering to not being in control, which is very hard for all of us. And so I hope you enjoy this solo episode, which I'm going to talk both about, you know, my personal recap and also my professional recap in my little online and offline worlds. And it's all about how to find balance when navigating these opposing energies that often have us feeling off kilter. But just like in this weekend of, you know, the darkest day of the year illuminated by this bright full moon, nature reminds us that they can exist together, that these big dual energies can and we can find balance. And so what we're going to talk about is my experience with navigating and finding that balance for me. I hope you're listening to this as you're enjoying some warm and cozy downtime, or at the very least, sips from a cup of your favorite hot drink, as we reflect on the year behind us, which inherently starts to bring up these questions of the year ahead. And what do you want for 2022? And if more peace and presence are things that you're craving in your life, I'm hosting a free webinar in the new year that you're absolutely going to want to come to. In this free webinar, I'll be sharing the three ways of mismanaging your energy that is actually self-sabotaging your well-being, and the simple embodiment practices you can integrate as the antidote. I'm going to show you how 10 minutes a day can actually change your life, and together we'll explore the 9 paths to embodiment informed by the Enneagram of Personality. It's totally free, and I can't wait to share this potent insight that is going to help you be a better partner, a better parent, and a better person, really. To sign up, go to my website, rochelle-taylor.com/webinar. And the link is in my show notes, so just head there. I have a bunch of times in the first week in the new year, and I would absolutely love to connect with you there. They are live webinars, and they're interactive. Sign up. A more peaceful and present you in 2022 is absolutely possible. I'll see you there. Okay, let's dive in. So this time last year, I remember being afraid. As a type 7 on the Enneagram, this isn't a new feeling for me. I'm a head type, and that means my driving emotion is fear. And you know, that fun-loving, optimistic, up for any adventure that you know about the 7 type 4, that's really a strategy to distract from that fear that is always sort of churning underneath the surface. And the 7 type is really trying to outrun the fear. And I realized that, you know, a year ago that, you know, I could no longer outrun it, that it had caught me. And I was in this space that I will call the valley of my life. My business partner and I made the difficult decision to close the wellness business that we had poured our heart and souls into. And for me, it was really a part of my identity. And this holding space for people to show up for themselves in new ways for the better part of a decade was really felt purposeful and gave me meaning. So without it, I was afraid that meaning would no longer exist, or worse, that to make my living, I may have to do something that doesn't feel meaningful or purposeful. And I also, in how we lost the business, I really had to grieve some of the big plans, right? When you start a business, you know, you have 5-year goals, 10-year goals, and 2020 was supposed to be the year of the 10-year goals really coming to life, and we're set up for that space. And of course, it was within the event space, so it didn't happen. But I realized that I hadn't really grieved those. And where I was sitting a year ago, I felt like I had lost my identity, my purpose, and really passion for life. It was showing up in my life in all the ways. I was disconnected from joy, felt totally stuck and afraid of 2021 and what would be in store. I had no idea what it was going to look like, no idea how I was going to make my living, but I was committed to following the universe's cues and listening for what feels in alignment and following what feels in alignment. I did know that 2021 was going to be a season of big transitions, an in-between place in all the ways. Because when the pandemic hit and my partner discovered that he was able to do his work remotely, and we purchased a lot by the lake in Kelowna, BC, and started the exciting and painstaking process of building a new, fully custom home. Which sounds really exciting, but for someone starting a new business, also very terrifying. So I started 2021 ready to start my business and grow it to what it needed to be to support this dream in progress. And I launched with one-on-one typing sessions in January, launched the Ennie Academy in February, and was officially making a living talking about the Enneagram all day by March. I was starting to take more Enneagram trainings and got certified in teaching meditation and breathwork and was showing up in my daily practice every single day in new ways. This held space for my inner work, and in this I realized, like a textbook seven, I had underprocessed many of the major feelings and losses of my life. And once I opened up the floodgates of my heart, I found myself overcome with emotion and new opportunities to feel. In the spring, my daughter, who's been a healthy child to date, had medical issues. And then an old repressed trauma of my own resurfaced. And in the next couple of months, I experienced what now I can recognize as a dark night of the soul. And if you're sitting there thinking, ooh, that sounds awful, it really wasn't. I mean, it was the dark night of the soul. The feeling all the sorrow, the grieving, the losses, the allowing myself to face my fears of, and giving myself time and space to actually feel and process my emotions, which I wasn't doing for 37 years of my life. My sevenness had created this energetic loop where I wasn't processing my feelings. And while I seemed fine, even when awful things were happening in my life, tragedy after tragedy, infertility, great big dramas, you know, I would always, I'm fine, look how fine I am. And really, I wasn't. I needed that time and space to feel those feelings, and the universe fully supported me in that this spring. And this is what I've learned about trusting the universe. You think when you trust in the universe, it's going to lead you to only good things. But that's not always true. Sometimes what actually will most serve you is a challenging moment to meet yourself in truth, to transcend your old patterns of being with new ones, to meet yourself in new ways. And through this, the universe responds with more of those that you crave, connection, peace, abundance. Those things come after you do the work, after you clear the space of the energetic patterns that are holding on and keeping you stuck in repetitive behaviors. So moving on to the summer and the mid-year for me, nothing really felt resolved with any of these personal matters. We were waiting on test results for my daughter, and with this trauma and intergenerational experience that I was unearthing and reliving and trying my best to heal, there really was no conclusion. Everything felt at a standstill, and my heart was also already in our new home, and our new home, of course, construction kept meeting delay after delay, and everything just felt like there was no moving forward. And as a moving forward type by nature, this was very, very challenging for me. And in this chapter, it was all about surrendering. Surrendering to what is and what is mine. I kept with my daily ritual and maintained a sense of peace and trusting in what is. And so this summer, I felt really pulled away and pulled into nature and into myself, which is a reflection of my growth path on the Enneagram, of course, but and learning to practice patience and presence. And of course, nature is our greatest teacher for that. But within that period, which again was really, really hard, there was a light. in that I had started working one-on-one with clients, offering embodied Enneagram coaching, and started building my practice and my framework and my methodology. And I worked with my first cohort of clients, and while personally my life felt sort of unsettled and upheaved, professionally, I had finally discovered the thing I'm meant to do, the thing I'm good at and is impactful and aligned with how I actually want to work and live my life. After my first month of coaching and my first cohort of clients, all my clients had experienced major shifts in their life, and one even decided to hire me for the next 12 months. In September, the cues from the universe led me on a solo adventure to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, of all places, the small prairie city I was born in, for the 50th reunion of my dad's high school football team winning the provincial championships. My dad was the star quarterback of the team, and this moment of leading these men was one of the greatest moments of his life, and I wanted to be there to honor that for him. I'm not sure exactly what I was expecting when I hopped on that plane, but once I landed there and met my dad's high school best friend, all the feelings arose of missing my dad, grieving his loss, remembering my birthplace and my childhood, my grandfather, and all these sweet moments from before I can really remember. It was wild because here I was on my first solo trip in almost 2 years, and what do? I go sit outside my childhood home and cry to connect with my inner child and let her feel all the things that she was afraid to feel there. Walked along the North Saskatchewan River to weep. I went for drinks at the hotel where my parents were married to have drinks with my dad's old friends and let my heart ache for him. I forgave him for leaving too soon. These are literally things that were the last thing I ever wanted to do. It was a weekend immersion in heart work, which happens to be my path to embodiment as a seven, and I followed it up with somatic support, getting weekly deep tissue massages that focus on the shoulder area to support this great big release. And this letting go, this allowing in this space really felt like the closing of the chapter of my prairie life. And even with that business, Prairie Love, that I had began and lost, our first, you know, venture outside of Winnipeg brought us to Saskatoon. And there it felt like I needed to go there and to feel those things and process those feelings to close this prairie chapter and step into this next chapter of Okanagan adventures and choosing what life looks like for my family. And this fall and winter has been coming back to what my values are, what matters, and thankfully has seen, you know, a completion of these major upheavals in that we discovered through tests that my daughter outgrew the medical condition she was diagnosed with earlier in the year. Our family was able to share our truths and be heard and seen. And I was able to take that seed of new beginnings within my coaching practice and create a sustainable business that I get to help others. And now here at the year end, you know, I only have one spot left to work one-on-one with someone starting in the new year. And otherwise I'm fully booked up, which seems crazy, but you know, at the beginning of 2021, a year ago, I wrote that to have a fully booked client list. And here I am, even though I had no idea how that would happen or what it would look like. And so as we shift into the next chapter and whatever that looks like, right? Meet yourself with reverence for how far you've come. So often we get mad at ourselves for not being where we want to be yet, when allowing yourself to trust that you're exactly where you're supposed to be to get to where you're going is really empowering to then, you know, now the situations and the circumstances that are coming at you from the external, rather than meeting those with, "Ugh, why is this happening to me?" with, "What is this teaching me?" And so for me, this last year has felt fully supported by the universe for me to embody this next level vision of my life, which the living by the lake in Kelowna was on my, you know, 5-year dream 5 years ago. And so with my family, with a healthy daughter that I had no idea how would be conceived, they're all here. And so often we get so busy looking forward to the next thing on our list, the next 5 years, the next chapter, that in that we lose the reverence for where we are and where we're at and how far we've come. And so I hope that as you reflect on your year, you're able to offer yourself compassion and really see, you know, how far you've come in the ways that you've come and how you've grown. And even if it feels like a step backward, right? Knowing that sometimes that step backward is actually someone pulling you, the universe pulling you back in a slingshot so that you can be propelled forward if you trust and allow. And so, my loves, thank you for being here. I wish you the best last few days of 2021. And if a more peaceful and present you is what you're calling in 2022, I would love to see you at my free webinar in the new year. There are a few dates in the first week of 2022. I'll put the link in the show notes. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Thank you. And I will see you in the new year.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, take a minute to give us a 5-star review and help us connect with more curious humans. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.